Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. Now, Mario was off this week, so we have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from this year in one place for you to enjoy. That's handy, isn't it? Let's kick things off with a trip to Croker. Croke Park. It's going to be busy this weekend with the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals and the Camogie quarter-finals. But despite the fact that it is the hallowed ground of the GAA, it seems Croke Park is for hire and nothing is off limits.
Croke Park. The definition of Irishness. The sacred home of the GAA.
He's on the 45! He's on the 30!
Where only Irish games were played for over a century.
No foreign games shall be played on this hallowed turf.
A tradition that lives... Ah, here. Who are we kidding? Lads, Croke Park is open for business. If you've the cash, we've the grass. Rugby matches.
Come on, Leinster, for God's sake.
Come on, Pollock.
Rock and roll.
All right, Croker, you nomads.
Country music.
I just want to thank Croke Park for giving me my 5 in a row.
Yeah!
American football.
59-38 Mississippi, Alabama.
Bam! What's that?
This down was brought to you in association with Hershey's. And now, this August, the event of the century, in a game that surely defines what it means to be Irish. Leeds United versus Man United in a massively anticipated pre-season soccer friendly.
All right, mate.
Hang on to your pork pies, because nothing says Croke Park quite like Cobby Mainoo winning a cheap free kick from Dominic Calvert-Lewin underneath the Cusack stand in a meaningless kickabout. Because when it comes to cash, Croke Park is always on side. And now, coming soon to Croke Park, the Crufts Dog Show.
Sit, Tarquin, sit.
The Chelsea Flower Show. This is a rather wonderful and sustainable floral design, don't you think, Giles?
Here's some tulip, what?
Monster Truck Madness.
Oh, look at the size of that thing crashing into the Hogan Stand, Chad.
I don't believe what I'm seeing, Chunk. The Hogan Stand, presumably named after Hulk Hogan.
The Pamplona Bull Run.
Lads, there's two bulls running loose at Hill 16. Get out of here.
The Munich Beer Festival.
Entschuldigung, zwei Bratwurst und eins Pack of Tato, bitte.
Have you no shame at all, Croke Park?
Shame? No. But we do accept credit card, Revolut, and your firstborn children. Croke Park. Because when it comes to cash, Hawkeye always says taw.
Croke Park, soon to be renamed Betvictor Park in association with Betvictor.
All right, Victor. Can't galore.
Hey, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
In 2026, Louis Theroux made a comeback with his expose on The Manosphere. You may have seen this. His next project saw him going inside an Irish male-dominated group, the Taoiseach Sphere.
I'm Louis Theroux. Recently, I investigated The Manosphere. Now, I'm in Ireland, investigating another male-dominated leadership group, run principally by two men, both with huge followings. The men draw in their followers, with promises of jobs and even houses. But many people question the substance behind the hype. This is inside the Taoiseach Sphere. After repeated failed attempts to make contact with one of the leaders, I'm finally brought to an old building called Leinster House to meet one of the biggest players in the Taoiseach Sphere.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, is it Simon?
That's right, this is Simon Harris.
I'm Louis Theroux. Oh. I called ahead.
Oh, come on in, Louis. Yes, come on.
This was the notorious figure, Simon Harris. I discovered him online where he seemed to be living permanently, endlessly producing content on social media to gain even more gullible followers.
Hi folks, Simon Harris here. I want to tell you what I'm delivering for the country today.
He seemed to talk endlessly about delivering for the country.
We're going to be delivering jobs, we're going to be delivering housing, we're going to be delivering a reduction in the cost of living.
I wondered about the name, Simon Harris, initials SH, and how he was permanently on TikTok. Then it dawned on me. This was the man known as SH Tiki Toki. Inside Leinster House, SH Tiki Toki talked endlessly.
Delivering to stakeholders.
Said very little.
In a roundabout way, I mean.
He told me he was in charge of the finances of the Taoiseach sphere.
And I'm in charge of the finances of the whole country.
Wow, very good. A quick search online afterwards, however, revealed that SH Tiki Toki had no finance experience whatsoever.
Stakeholders.
He'd studied journalism and French, yet still insisted to me that he was in charge of the finances of an entire nation.
Yeah, I can get you to him.
He began to grow shifty in front of our cameras.
All right, let's
but
stop.
But told us he could arrange a meeting with the boss. I was led down a long corridor where I met a tall, thin man.
How are you going forward? I love you on TV. It's Michal.
Michal's offices were salubrious.
Sit down.
Leinster House had been just fitted with a new gym and a bike shed at a cost of over €500,000.
Going forward.
The money was coming from somewhere. I asked him where.
So, where does it all come from?
Going forward, I suppose it comes from the people.
People.
Well, many of them are followers of mine, but some of them, going forward, are also people who aren't followers.
Okay. I decided to question Michal about some of the promises that had come from the Taoiseach sphere.
I just want to do. What about all these houses that were promised?
Oh, well, we have a plan going forward.
A plan?
A roadmap.
You promised 50,000 houses? But last year you built 32,000.
Well, as I said, going forward, there is a roadmap to a greater...
I questioned Michal about the so-called Children's Hospital, which had run up a cost of £2.4 billion, but hadn't even opened.
Well, the money is an issue going forward, but there's a roadmap for that as well, and addressing the issues that are...
I kept hearing about roadmaps, which constantly seemed to lead nowhere.
I have to leave now.
Then we were suddenly ushered out and told there was a cabinet meeting.
Nice, good luck.
Outside, I met some of the followers who had believed the promises.
Right, so you were told...
I was told if you held down a good job, you could eventually own a house.
And where are you living?
I'm still living with my ma in the box room.
And you?
Yeah, box room as well. But it's like, it's about resilience.
Yeah, resilience. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Tiki-Toki says it.
Tiki-Toki says it, you know.
What does he say? It, yeah. Manifest. You have to manifest.
Manifest the house.
How can you manifest a house?
Good question.
Don't know.
I was curious. How had these two men held power for 15 years? Was the Taoiseach sphere really about results or just a gigantic scam? I wanted to speak to SH Tiki Toki once more.
Louis, great to see you again.
This time, things had changed.
What an honour it is.
Hearing that it was going to be broadcast on Netflix, SH Tiki Toki became excited, jumping around the room. He turned the tables and began to film me.
Fantastic time.
Filming him.
Leveraging.
Filming me.
Hashtag live streaming now, if you don't mind. Please, thanks.
Sorry.
It's great to have hashtag Louis.
What are you doing?
Into the house, in Dáil Éireann. Thanks, if you don't mind.
But this is a scam. Isn't it?
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
Not nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Have you ever wondered what happens when a character's Gift Grub days come to an end? It's sad, isn't it? Well, what happens is you enter the former Gift Grub character support group. Of course, yeah.
Okay, everyone. Welcome to the former Gift Grub character support group. We have a new member joining us today. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. My name is Pascal Donoghue and I used to be a Gift Grub character.
Hello, Pascal. How are you?
Can you remember the last time you were in a Gift Grub, Pascal?
Yes, I was Minister for Finance and I gave the World Bank an extra €10 million.
And what happened then?
So shortly afterwards, I was offered a job at the World Bank.
Ooh. Oh,
yes.
Coincidental.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing, Pascal.
Thank you.
Yes. The smaller gentleman.
How are you? Well,
No. The white-haired gentleman beside you. Sorry.
Yes, my name is Michael Dean. I used to be a Gift Grub character.
Hello, Michael Dean.
I was in it all the time. It was an absolute blast. Mm. It becomes very addictive, but nowadays you're in the back of a free now telling them you used to be on the radio every day and they're just laughing at you going, yeah, right. It's hard.
It's hard to let go. It is. Gentleman with the glasses.
Good afternoon to you. My name is Joe Duffy. I used to be a Gift Grub character.
Hi, Joe.
I agree with Michael D. It's very hard to let go. It's agony. Yeah. It's very...
How hard is it, Joe?
Don't be trying that on me. I know that kind of trick. I was doing that for 30 years myself. Woo! It's hard going around. I'm going to go around the taxis, the Specsavers. It's not the same. I'm drifting out of the public consciousness.
I know.
The Gift Grub, but this time it was keeping me going.
Good evening, everybody. Boom, boom.
Hi, Enda.
Enda, the boom, boom thing. It's kind of old hat at this stage now. I drop it.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A lot of you will have problems letting go of your catchphrases.
Yes, indeed.
Well done.
Hi, guys. Hope I'm not late.
Hi, Joan.
Joan has been with us for 10 years now, haven't you, Joan?
Oh, can I just say that there is life after Gift Grub? Okay. I did things like Keys to My Life with Brendan Courtney. Yes. That was a blast. Who's this guy?
My name is Ray Darcy. I used to be a Gift Grub character.
Hello, hi, Ray.
How's it going for you out there, Ray?
Grim, bleak, nothing going on, nothing to look forward to.
Sorry I asked.
No, that's the way I like it. The more depressing, the better. Joke, not.
Right. Any questions, anyone?
Hi, gang. My name is Pat.
Oh, everybody. This is Pat.
Hi.
Pat is not a full member of the group yet.
Hi. Right.
Pat will be joining us.
Right.
Maybe quite soon, actually.
Okay.
How are you, everybody? How's it going?
Oh, hi,
John.
Okay, new members. This is John Delaney. John takes care of our social activities and finance.
Tray of pints, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's my old five.
Don't drink.
What's going on? Who are you? Andrew Kelly. Answer the question. Answer the question.
Vincent. What? Go back to sleep, Pet.
Why should I go to sleep?
Go back to sleep.
You answer the question, please.
Andrew, play him his music. What? Look, William.
Right, here, Vincent.
Play him his music.
Vincent, here's your music.
Thanks. No.
Lovely music. Lovely music.
Thank you.
Good night.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
This week, Michael, the movie, was named as the highest grossing biopic of all time. Of all time. It reminded us of our own Gift Grub biopic about a different Michael.
It's the film biopic of 2026. One man who had it all. The fans. The millions, the moves, the hat. This is Michael.
It's all very well for you above in the doll in Dublin, but I'm standing up for the small meat of Kilgarvan.
He came from nothing to rule a kingdom.
JCB, easy as 1, 2, 3. Rent it to you from me, JCB. 1, 2, 3, choose Healy, Rape, and Tyre.
A man who fought for his county and loved every village within it.
Phoenix, Phoenix, it's gorgeous if you haven't seen it. Dingle has fungi, Killarney is nice, but there is one village, take my advice, it's Phoenix. Just Phoenix, go there.
A man who made a fortune.
Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on with the cash. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on with the cash. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
And who fell out with his family to achieve his dream.
Denny, are you okay? Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny? Denny, are you okay?
No!
Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny? Denny, are you okay?
No!
Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny? Denny, are you okay?
No!
Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny?
No!
Featuring a stunning duet with Micheál Martin.
I don't understand the way you think, saying it's your way and not mine.
Will?
Resignations and your silly speech, really just a waste of time, because it's mine.
Well, I have
Michael.
To disagree.
The doggone doll is mine.
Micheál, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Michael is Michael at his peak.
Darkness falls across the land. The carbon tax is close at hand. But Michael's here with a bag of coal to save y'all's house and save y'all's soul.
One man against an entire government.
Because you're bad, you know it.
Deputy Healy Ray.
You know your bed.
Deputy
your
Healy
bed.
Ray.
You know it.
Deputy Healy Ray.
Michael, coming soon to a parish hall near you.
And that's your lot. Remember, Mario is going to be back on Monday morning with some brand new Gift Grub. Tune in live every morning from 6 a.m.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.